I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Here's another fun old time radio show that slipped through the cracks. What happens when an average American family is bequeathed a genuine English butler? It's Higgins, Sir, was a late summer sitcom that aired on NBC from July through September 1951. Harry McNaughton was Higgins, and you may recognize Harry as a longtime panelist on the silly quiz show It Pays to Be Ignorant. Vinton Hayworth, a radio, movie, and television actor who was also Rita Hayworth's uncle, played the husband in this series, and Peggy Allenby, who did a lot of soap operas on both radio and TV, played the wife. Let's give a listen now to the first show in the series and learn how Higgins ended up as a butler in the United States. From July 3, 1951, here's It's Higgins, Sir, and Higgins Arrives.
Starring Harry McNaughton as Higgins. The family you are about to meet is called Roberts. They are, loosely speaking, an average family who live in an average house in an average town. They were living their own peaceful average lives until today. For today, an influence entered their lives that set them apart, made them different from their neighbors. And that influence was...
Good afternoon. Is this the residence of Mr. Philip Roberts?
Why, yes, it is. I'm Mrs. Roberts.
How do you do? I'm Higgins.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Higgins?
It's just Higgins, madam. No, mister. I'm a gentleman's gentleman.
Oh, really? Isn't that sweet?
Yes. I just arrived from England to bring your husband an inheritance. I beg your pardon, madam, but I think your house just collapsed.
Oh, no. That's just the way my 14-year-old son comes down the stairs.
My word, hasn't he learned to walk yet?
I've got baseball practice, Mom. I'll see you later.
Take care. Don't be a wild Indian.
Indians? Oh, we still have Indians here.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, nothing. I was saying before that scalp hunter flew by, I've come all the way from England to present to your husband this priceless heirloom Queen Anne silver service that he's inherited from my late employer, Sir Reginald Robertson.
Oh, well, really, I don't know what to say.
Well, if I were in your place, madam, I should probably ask me to come in. I mean, I'm getting a little tired holding the silver.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
You may put the silver down on this hall table.
Thank you. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get my bags.
Surely. Put them in the... Your bags? You mean bags? With your clothes in it?
Obviously. I hope you didn't think I came over from England with a knapsack.
But of course you don't intend to stay here.
Precisely. Madam, where this silver goes, I go. My grandfather polished this silver all his life. My father polished this silver all his life. And I intend to polish this silver all my life.
But...
The word is butler, madam. You Americans have shortcuts for everything, haven't you? And now, if you'll be as good to show me to my room...
But,
very well, if you insist, madam, I'm your new butt. Higgins, madam.
Mr. Higgins.
There's no mister. It's just Higgins, madam.
Hello, Mr. Philip Roberts' office.
May I talk to my husband, please? This is Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, surely. One moment, Mrs. Roberts.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Philip?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Look, dear, I'm right in the middle of a conference. Is anything wrong?
Wrong! Oh, Philip, you just haven't any idea. We have a butler.
A what?
He just walked in with an armful of real silverware that his father polished all his life, and he's going to spend the rest of his life polishing it right here in the middle of our dining room. We have a butler.
Wait a minute, Liz. Wait a minute. We seem to have a bad connection. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is that you, Elizabeth?
Yes, Philip. Can't you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We had a bad connection. Some dizzy dame yelling something about her butler.
Philip, that was me. Philip, listen. You must come home at once this minute.
The middle of the day? Excuse me a minute, dear. Gentlemen... I'm sorry, but we shall have to end this conference now. A little domestic emergency? We'll continue this demonstration tomorrow. You can leave the golf clubs here. Good day. Now, Elizabeth, what is this nonsense about a butler?
It's no nonsense. We have an English butler.
Elizabeth, come closer to the phone.
Yes.
Now you can tell me, dear. It won't matter.
Tell you what, dear?
You haven't been in the liquor closet, have you?
Liz,
wait a minute. I was only joking.
Philip, this is no joke. He's upstairs in the guest room right now, unpacking.
Good. Let him stay there.
But he can't stay there. My Aunt Millie is coming, and that's her room.
See what I mean?
Philip.
Elizabeth, I have a great idea. When Aunt Millie comes, don't say a word to her. Let her barge right up to the guest room as she usually does, and let her bump smack into this butler.
And then what?
Briggs, I must congratulate you. This kitchen is spotless.
It was spotless before you came, and it'll be spotless after you leave.
I wasn't aware that anyone was leaving.
Oh, no.
Ah, the stove. What have we cooking for dinner? Briggs, what is this football doing in the oven?
Football? That's my roast beef.
That's roast beef? Incredible. What are you basting it with, iodine?
For your information, the family likes it well done. It has another half hour to roast.
Another half hour? Why, you can practically use it now as a bowling ball.
That's the way I've been cooking in this family for 17 years.
17 years? The family is still intact? Astonishing. Tell me, Briggs, where is the housekeeper and the maid?
You're talking to her. I am the housekeeper, the maid, and the cook.
Housekeeper, maid, and cook? All at the same time? You know, someday you Americans will carry this mass production too far.
Now, look here, I've been running this house the same way for 17 years, and no one is going to change it.
Oh, you must be one of those Democrats I've read about. And now perhaps you could tell me where the tablecloths are.
They're in that drawer over there.
But I say these are breakfast cloths. Where are the dinner cloths?
Dinner cloths? Look, kiddo. You see that tablecloth you have in your hand?
You mean this breakfast cloth?
Yes. Now turn it around on the other side.
Yes.
That's our dinner cloth.
Briggs, you don't understand. I intend to use the silver service tonight for the first time, and I want the formal lace dinner cloth.
Lace?
I say that sound you're making is a trifle more than nauseating.
Lace? Lace, the only lace you'll find in this house is up in the attic on a pair of Grandma's old pantaloons.
Briggs, which way to the attic?
Pardon me.
Yes?
You must be the butler Mother told us about.
Yes. Who, what are you?
I am Miss Roberts.
With those trousers on, I shall have to accept your word.
These are not trousers. These are dungarees.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
Dungarees. You know what the sailors wear. Don't the girls in England wear dungarees?
Not only do the young ladies in England not wear dungarees, but they do not know any sailors to get them from.
Hey, are you the butler?
My name is not Hay. It's Higgins, and I am a butler. Whom do I have the honor of addressing?
I'm Tommy Roberts.
Oh, yes, of course, the Indian, yes. From the look of your clothes, you must have been ambushed.
I just come back from baseball practice.
I would suggest that you get out of those things and get ready for dinner.
Change my clothes? Why, who's going to be there?
I shall be there. I shall draw your bath and be back later to dress you.
Dress me?
Oh, Oh, it's moments like these that make one realize the danger of overpopulation.
Hello. I'm Debbie. I'm 8 years old.
This house must have been built over an abandoned orphanage. Tell me, Miss Debbie, how many of you, you Robertses are there in the family?
Well, I have an older sister and an older brother, and I'm the youngest. Oh, I forgot. My father and mother are older, too.
How odd.
Well, that's because they were born before I was.
Logical.
I'm going to be an actress and go on the stage when I grow up.
My dear Miss Deborah, I assume that Debbie is the diminutive of Deborah.
You mean Debbie's my nickname?
Fine little mind. That's what I mean, yes. Is it?
It's what?
Little angel, listen carefully. Is your name not Deborah?
Yes, it is not Deborah. It's Debbie.
I shall make it extremely simple. When you were born, what were you called?
A little girl.
Oh, I say, this conversation is wreaking havoc on my blood pressure. And now, Miss Deborah, with your permission, I should like to withdraw.
You have my permission.
Thank you. I have met the enemy, and they are definitely not mine.
Yes, it is, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank goodness you've come. Give me a hat and coat.
Allow me, madam.
Oh, Philip, this is him. That man. That is, well, I mean...
It's Higgins, sir.
Oh, how do you do?
This is my husband. Philip, this is Higgins. I mean, Higgins. Oh, Hoggins, this is Poppins.
Hey, dear, take it easy, will you, dear? Take it easy. Hold everything. I'll introduce myself. I am Mr. Roberts.
It's a pleasure, sir. I've been looking forward to this moment ever since I arrived.
Oh, really?
Well, your hat and coat, sir.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Higgins.
It's just a Higgins, sir.
Yes, dear, it's just plain Higgins. No front or back. Just Higgins.
Your hat and coat, sir.
Huh? Oh, yes. Mighty nice of you.
Oh, Higgins, put it in that closet over there.
Yes, madam, I know. I've investigated all the closets.
See what I mean, Philip? He's looked in all my closets. Even Aunt Minnie doesn't look in all my closets.
All right, dear. All right. I'll have a talk with him.
Be firm, Philip. Don't be afraid.
Afraid? Why should I be afraid after all?
Anything else, sir?
What? Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'd like to have a little chat with you at your convenience, of course.
Very good, sir. Shall we go into the drawing room?
Where's that?
Right here, sir.
Oh, you mean the living room?
Yes, sir, the drawing room.
Yes. Now, let's talk turkey.
Turkey, sir?
I mean, let's get down to cases.
Yes.
In the first place, how am I related to this...
Sir Robertson?
Hmm.
Well, you see, sir, the first Sir Robertson had a son who migrated to America to seek his fortune. And when the revolution broke out, the son fought on the side of the Americans.
Good for him.
Yes, sir. And when Sir Robertson heard about that, he was furious. He disowned his own son, as you might say. He sort of cut him off.
Cut him off.
Exactly, sir. Well, the son, who had become typically American by this time, said, since I'm no longer your son, I shall cut you off. And ever since then, in this country, Robertson has remained Roberts.
Oh, I see. I'm descended from the Sir Robertson who cut off his son, Roberts, who in turn cut off the son from Robertson.
Precisely.
Well, I'm a son of a gun.
If you say so, sir.
Now, what about this silver?
The silver was made hundreds of years ago by Queen Anne's own silversmith and was given to the family when the first Sir Robertson was knighted.
And you mean now it's mine?
Yes, sir. And here are the papers to prove it.
Thank you. What about you?
I'm yours too, sir.
You're mine too?
Rather.
Well, this is silly, Higgins. I'm sorry, but I just can't pay for a butler.
But it's all been taken care of, sir. You'll find it in paragraph 10, in very small print.
You mean you're going to be paid as long as you stay here with me?
No, sir, no. Only as long as I stay here with the silver.
Who said so?
It's all right there, sir, a little further down in the small print.
Higgins, I've made up my mind. You will have to go, and you can take the silver with you.
Very good, sir. But I feel I should tell you that this silver is worth £3,000.
I don't care if it's worth it. £3,000? Well, that's about $8,000.
Approximately, yes, sir.
$8,000. Higgins, I don't want to do anything hastily. After all, I just can't throw away $8,000. This is a very serious problem. You can see that, can't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed, sir. And now, sir, with your permission, I should like to withdraw. Dinner shall be served at 6.
6? But we always eat at 7.
I'm sorry, sir, but tonight it will have to be at 6. If the roast beef gets any blacker, I shan't have the strength to serve it.
Ah. All right. But tomorrow, make it 7 o'clock. That is, if you're still here tomorrow.
Very good, sir. Oh, one more thing, sir. Yes. I took the liberty of using the silver service tonight so that you all may have the pleasure of seeing it for the first time.
Well, that should be interesting.
Will there be anything else, sir?
No, that's all. I thank you, Mr. Higgins.
It's Higgins, sir.
Let's see, here it is, paragraph 10. All monies to be paid for the service of the last of the Higgins family shall be provided by the last of the Robertson family to
wit...
What? Oh.
Where have you been? I've been looking for you all over the house.
I've just been reading this will. A remarkable document. I can't understand a word of it.
Never mind the will. Philip, did you or did you not ask him to leave?
Yes.
Is he?
No.
What?
Well, not exactly no. You see, I told him we'd talk it over and let him know.
Philip, there is nothing to talk over. He must go. What am I going to do with a man around the house all day?
Oh, he's not really a man. He's an Englishman. I mean, he's a butler.
Philip, you didn't tell
me. I did, dear, I did. But there are other considerations. Do you realize that he goes, the silver has to go with him?
I don't care. I have my own silver.
But this silver's worth at least $10,000.
I don't care if it... How much?
At least $10,000.
$10,000 for a silver service? Must be made of gold.
So you see, dear, that's just one of the considerations that we have to think about.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, dear.
Did you come to see our butler?
Well, dear.
Isn't he just scrumptious? Oh, can you just possibly imagine how all the girls will just die of envy now that they know we have a butler?
Yeah, just a minute. What do you mean, now that they know he just got here?
Oh, I called them all on the phone. And they're all just dying to meet him. Imagine him going to the door and saying to Pudgy, Miss Roberts is not receiving today. If you will leave your card, I will inform her that you called.
Hey, this is getting more complicated than I thought.
That's another consideration.
Hiya, Pop. Did you come to see...
Yes, I came to see the butler.
Boy, is he a sissy. Pop, that man has to go. It's either he or me.
It's either he or I.
Don't tell me you're going, too.
You see, Philip, he's breaking up our home.
Now, wait a minute. One at a time. Now, tell me, what's this ultimatum about?
I can't tell you, Pop. You just have to take my word for it. He and me.
He and I.
Now, you stay out of this. Him and I cannot stay under the same roof.
I just can't throw him out like that, Tommy, unless you tell me why.
Okay, here it comes. Have you been dressing yourself all your life?
What a silly question. Of course I have.
Well, you can kiss those days goodbye. From now on, he's going to dress you.
What?
he tried to dress me for dinner.
Mother, you don't suppose he'll try?
The beast! Philip, if you don't get rid of that beast...
You see, Pop, I told you.
Now, wait a minute. Calm down, everybody. Now, let me explain. He is a gentleman's gentleman. He has nothing to do with the lady.
He'd better not.
When he says he wants to dress you, he merely means that he'll lay out your clothes. You know, like in all those movies.
Mrs. Roberts, I am given my notice. I will not stay in this house another minute.
Briggsy, not after all these years.
Briggsy, what do you mean? What's going on?
Quiet. Quiet. Now, what is there about Higgins you can't stand?
All day long he's been in my kitchen insulting my roast beef and saying that he was going to set the table. And after 17 years, I'm not good enough to serve the food. He's going to serve the supper.
Philip, do something. I will not have that man here another moment.
Oh, but Mother, think of the prestige.
So am I, Pop. He'll make sissies out of
it. It's him or me.
It's he or I.
It's me or him.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. One at a time. Now, listen, everyone. This is an important decision we have to make. Let's not be too hasty. After all, there are...
Begging your pardon, but is that you, Father? Did you come home...
Yes, I came home to see the butler.
Isn't he charming? I find him utterly fascinating.
Debbie, stop that.
I beg your pardon, Father, but it's Miss Deborah.
Debbie!
Now, Debbie, behave yourself.
Really, Father? This conversation is wreaking havoc on my blood pressure.
What?
She got that from Higgins.
Debbie, you're spoiling it.
It's Miss Deborah.
Well, this is the last straw. I'm going to get rid of that man if I have to throw him out myself.
Oh, boy, Father, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know.
Dinner is served.
Higgins?
Sir?
Nothing. Shall we all dine?
I must admit this supper is beautiful, and he does serve so graciously.
Why did we have to eat it in the dark? He turned out all the lights.
He says the silver looks more beautiful in candlelight. Are you enjoying your dinner?
No.
Why not?
I'm a funny guy. I like to see what I'm eating.
Father, I'll never forget the expression on your face when you started to eat your soup and it turned out to be gravy.
Very funny.
Why is everyone talking in whispers? I'm not.
Master Thomas, more potatoes?
No, thanks.
You were saying, Tom?
Nothing at all.
Miss Deborah, will there be something else?
No, thank you, Higgins. Everything has just been zilly.
Can I serve the coffee in here, madam, or will you take it in the drawing room?
We'll have it in here if you don't mind, Higgins.
Very good, madam. Will you pour, or shall I?
Up till yesterday, I brought the coffee to the table in the cup.
You may pour, Higgins.
Very good, madam.
I wonder who that can be.
I'll open it.
No, I'll get it. It's probably Pudgy.
Oh, no, not again.
Sit down, everyone. I'll see who it is.
Briggs, if you will go back to your kitchen, I think I can handle this emergency.
Higgins, will you see who's at the door?
Debbie?
Yes, thank you, Miss Deborah.
Deborah, you're not to give orders.
Shh, Mother, I can't hear who it is.
Whom do you wish to see? Come, come, young man. Close your mouth and stop staring at me.
Mother, that's Pudgy.
Miss Roberts is still at dinner.
Sit down, Nancy. He'll be announced when dinner is over.
But, Father, he doesn't know...
Sit down. Elizabeth, I think I like this. Imagine not having Pudgy bouncing in here to spoil my dinner.
Shall I take your card in?
Card? Pudgy doesn't have a card.
You left it home? May I suggest you go home and get it?
Chasing Pudgy away.
This idea looks better all the time.
Mother.
Who was it, Higgins?
I really couldn't tell, madam. Some rather frightening looking object with porcupine hair. Oh, it was horrible. Stood staring at me with wide open fish eyes.
That was Pudgy. Mother, he
chased Pudgy away.
The gentleman did say he would be back sometime later this evening.
If anyone calls for me, I have retired to my boudoir.
Debbie, if I have to speak to you again, I'm... And you needn't ask Higgins to answer the bell.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, now I know what it's like to eat in a prison.
Whom do you wish to see?
Whom do I wish to see? Whom the blazes are you?
I am Higgins. Were you expected?
Was I expected? I'm always expected. I'm Aunt Millie. Now get out of my way or I'll trample you down.
If you'll wait in the drawing room, the family is still at dinner.
At dinner? They don't eat dinner until 7 o'clock, and it's only 7:45. Out of my way.
If you persist in barging in, madam, I shall be forced to restrain you physically.
You dare lay a hand on me?
What's going on out here anyway, huh?
Philip, get this overdressed baboon out of my way.
Well, Aunt Millie, how nice of you to drop in.
Aunt Millie, how sweet of you to visit. Do come in.
Shall I set another place, madam?
Yes, if you please, Higgins.
What's the meaning of this? I've never been so insulted in my life. Imagine keeping me out of my own great-niece's house.
Here. Sit down, Aunt Millie, and I'll tell you all about it.
Now, see here, Philip. Have you been holding out on me? Since when can you afford a butler?
Oh, he came with the silver service.
What silver service? The only silver service in this family is the one I was going to will you.
Well, we don't need it now. We have some, thank you, from my side of the family.
See here, Philip. Why, I won't have you doing this to me.
Begging your pardon, Aunt Millie. You take coffee?
What do you mean, coffee? I take the whole dinner.
I'm sorry, Aunt Millie. Dinner has been served.
Philip?
Sorry, Aunt Millie, but you heard the man.
But, Philip, you have a rule in this house. The dinner is at 7 o'clock, and it's only 7:45.
Well, you see, Aunt Millie, Higgins is used to serving dinner at 6.
Well, of all the nerve. Philip, you seem to forget that your family is mentioned in my will.
Aunt Millie, I think one will a day is enough. That's how we got Higgins and this silver you see before you, worth at least $15,000.
Cream, Aunt Millie?
Don't you Aunt Millie me, you stuffed shirt. Philip, this is all a frame-up. You... Elizabeth.
Yes, Aunt Millie?
Where did you get this lace tablecloth?
I don't know. Higgins got it.
This looks familiar. I thought so. Great land of Goshen, you're eating on my grandmother's bloomers. Philip, look me straight in the eye. Philip, either that man goes this instant or I do. Philip, perhaps you didn't hear me. I said either that man leaves or I do. Well? Well? Well?
Higgins, come here. I want to shake your hand.
Very good, sir.
Oh, Higgins, for years I've been trying to get rid of that old biddy. For years she's been coming here at 7:15 just in time to get invited for dinner, and you got rid of her. Oh, the house is yours, Mr. Higgins.
It's Higgins, sir.
This has been It's Higgins, Sir, the first in a new comedy series starring Harry McNaughton with Vinton Hayworth and Peggy Allenby as Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. It's Higgins, Sir was written, produced, and directed by Paul Harrison.
From July 3, 1951, the premiere episode of It's Higgins, Sir. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.